Good evening, everyone.
大家晚上好。
Now, the first question I think is why don't I speak Chinese?
我想第一个问题大家问我的可能是为什么你不说中文呢？
So this is a picture of myself and my family.
这是我和家人的相片。
And that picture is about 4 years old right now.
这个大概是4年前的。
So I came to Canada in 1968.
我是1968年来到加拿大。
That's me in the middle there.
就是那个中间那个小孩。
So when I came to Canada,
当我来到加拿大的时候呢,
I spoke that much Chinese.
我就是说那么一点点的中文。
But as I grew up here in Canada,
当我在加拿大长大以后呢,
all my friends were Canadian.
我所有的朋友都是加拿大人。
And I spoke Mandarin, 普通话。 And even the Chinese friends I had, they spoke Cantonese.
即使是我有一些这个中国朋友，但是他们都是讲广东话的。
So growing up, I had almost no practice in Chinese.
所以在我成长过程当中，几乎没有机会来实践我的这个中文普通话。
And growing up, like many of you,
就像你们当中很多人一样，
I wasn't a Christian.
我也不是一个基督徒。
And so I didn't become a follower of Jesus until I was in my 30s.
当我到30岁的时候, 我才成为跟随耶稣的人。
And I only learned Chinese when I went to serve in missions.
我学中文呢, 我是在我去了做这个宣教教书的时候, 才真正的开始学中文。
And I have a terrible secret to share with you.
我有一个这个秘密，不太好的秘密要和大家分享。
So this is my wife and I when the third time we were in China.
那张相片就是是他和太太第三次去中国的时候。
My wife is American.
我的太太是美国人。
But she speaks better Chinese than I do.
但是她的中文却比我说的还好。
So this is my great shame.
所以就觉得很羞愧。
And there you see our oldest daughter.
那个相片有一张是我们这个老大女儿。
And at that time she was 2 years old.
那个时候她才2岁。
So she grew up in China.
所以她是在中国长大的。
Her Chinese is better than mine.
所以她的中文比我好。
So I need a translator.
所以今天我需要一个翻译。
And today we're looking at the topic you spent your conference on.
今天呢，我们继续来谈这个我们宣教的主题，使命可达。
So your conference was about relevant discipleship.
我们的这个宣教年会呢，是和门训相关的。
And I want to focus on this word discipleship.
所以我想关注在这个门徒培训这个词。
And by discipleship, I mean what Jesus meant when he went to heaven.
这个门徒培训这个词呢，我们要回到耶稣在离开这个世之前，他对门徒的教训到底是什么意思？
I'm talking about the end of our faith, the goal of our faith.
我谈的是我们这个信仰的最终的这个目的，这个目标。
And if this is the end of our faith, if this is our goal,
如果这个门徒门训是我们的目标的话，
then we need to understand what our goal is, even when we evangelize.
那么我们就需要明白我们的目标是什么，即使是就是在我们这个传福音的过程当中。
So before I begin,
在我开始之前，
I'm going to do something a little bit different.
我要做一点不同的。
I'm used to dealing with students a lot.
我呢是常常和学生们在服侍学生的。
And you know, in Canada, we like active education.
在加拿大呢，我们都希望就是很有这种活力的这样的教育。
So before we begin,
在我们开始之前，
I would like you,
我希望大家呢，
to talk to each other,
去互相的交谈。
And then just to share your thoughts. What do you think we are discipling people to? What's our goal?
你们就谈我们，谈一谈你们的想法，我们门训把门徒，就是把门徒培训的那个最终的目的，那个最终的目标是什么呢？
And remember,
记得
these are your brothers and sisters.
记得你们是兄弟姐妹。
No arguing.
你们不要争吵。
But as brothers and sisters, what do you think our goal is?
作为这个弟兄姐妹，你们认为这个目的是什么？
Ready?
准备好了。
开始。
开始。你们要彼此的，找一个人讨论分享，门训的这个目标是什么？OK。
And stop.
好，可以停了。
Can I say first what you just did was very important?
首先呢，我要说大家刚刚这么讨论的是非常重要的。
Because when Jesus is asked what the greatest commandment was.
当人们问耶稣那个最大的使命是什么
？He said to love the Lord our God.
最大的诫命是什么？他说要爱神。
With all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, all our strength.
要尽心尽意尽性爱主你的神。
But he said the second most important is like it.
第二个诫命也是如此。
And that's to love one another.
就是要彼此相爱。
So when we talk to one another,
当我们和彼此交流的时候
when we share our thoughts,
当我们分享我们的思考的时候
this is not a waste of time.
这个不是在浪费时间
This is what Christ calls us to with one another.
这就是耶稣基督让我们彼此要做的
So let's go to this question, discipleship.
所以我们来回到这个问题，门训
So sometimes,We think it's about these things.
有些时候我们觉得这个门训是关于这些事情的。
Sometimes we think it's about being a good person.
大概是为了成为一个更好的人。
Sometimes we think it's about following the rules.
是为了能够遵守一些规条。
Sometimes we want it to be part of the group.
是为了能够成为这群人当中的一员。
Maybe it's about obeying our parents.
也许是为了能够听父母的话
，or following the pastor or teacher，
或者说听我们老师的话，听牧师的话
，or to be just part of the church，
或者就是成为教会的一员。
And sometimes we're worried about pleasing God。
有的时候我们常常会想办法去来讨神的喜悦。
And some of you might have said that the real purpose is to come to a saving faith。In Jesus Christ.
也许你们有的人会说，那最重要的就是在基督里有得救的信心。
But even with this,
即使是这样的话呢
？What do we mean by coming to a saving faith in Jesus?
我们这到底意味着什么啊？这个 coming to
Jesus，
来到耶稣面前，到底这个意味着什么？
And often it goes back to those same things.
常常
often church can feel like a school.
常常我们又回到刚才谈到这些事情，教会就像一个学校一样。
But let's go to what Jesus said.
我们看看耶稣是怎么说的。
Let's see what the Bible says.
圣经是怎么说
？So in Ephesians.
在以弗所书这里。
Now we just read this, right, in Chinese?
Yeah, 3 to 10.
So we just read this in Chinese.
刚刚我们读过了这段经文。
And I want to pick out some little bits for us here.
我就是挑几节经文来说。
So first of all, it begins by saying, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
首先是以这个愿颂赞是归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神。
And if you look in Ephesians before this,
如果我们大家看以弗所书这节经文之前的
you will see in the sentence before this, it mentions both God and Jesus.
之前的经文是谈到神和耶稣基督。
And in the verse before that, it talks about God and Jesus.
在这个经文之前还是谈到神和耶稣基督。
So the very first thing I think we should see is that God and Jesus are the same.
首先我们要看到的是神和耶稣基督是一样的。
And that we do not serve two or three different gods.
我们并不是在服侍两个或者更多的神。
We serve one.
我们是服侍一位神。
But he's made himself known in different ways.
但是他却以不同的形式来显现出来。
In verse 4,
在第四节,
it says, For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
在神创立世界以前就在基督里拣选了我们无有瑕疵。
Can you take a look? It says he chose us.
大家要注意看，这个是拣选了我们。
When I became a follower of Jesus,
当我成为耶稣的跟随者的时候
，When you became a follower of Jesus,
当你成为耶稣的跟随者
，There was an element where we say yes.
有一个成分就是说，我们要说是的 ，yes.
But do you see here in Scripture?
但是在这个经文当中。
Can you see that God chose you?
你可以看到是神拣选了你吗?
He chose us.
他拣选了我们。
Before the creation of the world.
甚至是在创立世界以前就拣选了我们。
He knew we would be here.
神知道我们会在这里。
I was listening a few minutes ago to...Indigo and her husband.
几分钟之前，我听这个 Indigo 和杨传道他们在谈话。
And they were telling me how they met.
他们告诉我他们两个人是怎么相识的。
And how, in so many ways, it was like God had planned it.
我们可以看到，在很多方面都是神有计划的把他们带到一起。
We are the same.
我们也是这样的。
We became Christians because God planned it.
我们能够今天成为基督徒，因为这是神预先的这个计划。
You are here tonight because God planned it.
今天你在这里也是神预先预定的。
I'm here tonight because God planned it.
今天我也是如此。
And I have to ask myself.
我不得不问我自己。
Why did God choose me?
为什么神你要拣选我呢？
I'm not rich.
我不富有。
I'm not handsome.
我长得也不是那么帅。
My wife thinks so, but
可能我太太觉得我很帅。
I'm not powerful.
我也没有什么能力。
Most of us are not.
我们大部分人都不是这样子的。
He didn't choose me because I'm perfect.
神拣选我并不是因为我很完美。
He didn't choose me because I'm the most intelligent.
也并不是因为我是最聪明的人。
And I know he didn't choose me because I'm good.
也不是因为我有什么美德。
In fact, in Scripture, in 1 Corinthians 1,
在哥林多前书一章那里,
it says to us, Not many of you were wise by human standards.
可见你们蒙召的按着肉体有智慧的不多。
Not many were influential.
有能力的不多。
Not many were of noble birth.
有尊贵的也不多。
But God chose the foolish things.
神却拣选了世上愚拙的。
Of the world to shame the wise.
叫有智慧的羞愧。
God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong.
又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。
God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things.
神也拣选了世上卑贱的，被人厌恶的。
And all of this so that none of us can be proud.
所以所有这一些，我们看到，我们没有人可以引以为豪。
I have nothing proud to say.
我没有什么叫我自夸的。
The wife and children I have are from God.
我的妻子还有我的孩子们，这都是神给我的。
Like Indigo and her husband.
就像 Indigo 和杨传道。
That they came together because God brought them together.
他们能够在一起，因为是神把他们两个人带到一起。
We are here.And we shouldn't be proud.
我们今天在这里，我们也不能够骄傲。
If we have any pride, it should be in Christ.
如果我们有任何可夸口的，那就是在基督里夸口。
All we have done is accepted His gift.
我们所做的就是简单的接受他的他的礼物。
And what a wonderful gift it is.
这是一个。多么美好的礼物。
Now, if we go take a look back at verse 5,
我们再回到第五节。
It says, He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ.
他就预定我们接着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
And I think this is a very important verse.
这是一个很重要的一节。
He predestined us.
他预定我们
for adoption to sonship.
是为了得着儿子的名分。
That's what we are.
这就是我们现在的状况。
We are a collection of lost children.
我们是一些失丧的孩子。
Who have been adopted together into a good family.
我们就被领养了，被一个非常美好的家庭领养了。
What we are discipled to is into sonship.
我们门训的这个目的是为了这个儿子的名分。
And when I say sonship, I mean sons and daughters.
我说儿子的名分也包括，也就是儿神儿女的名分。
But the meaning is that what our discipleship is to is into a family.
这个意义是门训的目的是把我们带到一个家庭当中。
We study the word carefully.
我们要很仔细的来学习神的话。
This is so we can know about our Father.
借着神的话，我们才能认识我们的父。
That our purpose,
我们的目的
is to be a family,
是成为一家人。
That what God desires of us is that we love one another.
神是盼望着我们能够彼此相爱。
And many of us are not very deserving of love.
我们其实很多人都不是能够这样的相爱的。
Before I became a Christian,
在我成为基督徒之前
，I was a 坏孩子
，bad boy.
I had nothing to give God.
我没有什么可给神的。
What can I give God?
我能给神什么呢
？And yet He chose us.
但是他却拣选了我们
，because he loves us，
因为他爱我们
，and I should love you，
所以我就应该爱你
，because he loves you，
因为他爱你
，and we should love those outside this church，
我们应该把爱向那个教会之外的人
，because they are no different than we were，
因为他们跟我们从前的我们没什么两样。
This is why we're here.
这就是为什么我们今天在这里。
God has desired to make us into a family.
神的心愿是把我们能够成为一家人。
Should we obey our father?
我们是不是应该要顺服我们的父？
Amen.
阿们。
Because we love him.
因为我们爱他。
Should we love one another?
难道我们不应该彼此相爱吗？
Yes.
是的。
Because you are my brothers and sisters.
因为你就是我的弟兄姐妹。
Should we love those outside?
我们是不是应该爱教会以外的人？
Yes.
是的。
Because they are just like we were before God welcomed us.
在就像我们过去过去的样子。
So I want you to see that this is not an idea only in one part of Scripture.
这并不是单单只是这节经文这个唯一的意思。
So here's a verse from Romans 8.
这还有罗马书八章这里的经文谈到呢。
For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕。
Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship.
所受的乃是儿子的心。
And by him we cry, Abba, Father.
因此我们呼叫阿巴父。
That word Abba,
阿巴
in Chinese,
在中文就是阿巴。
Say Baba.
Baba.
It's a close word. It's a loving word.
是非常相爱的这个意思。
And this idea is not just in the New Testament.
这个意思不单单是出现在新约当中。
If we look in the prophet Jeremiah,
当我们看先知耶利米书的时候，
listen to these beautiful words.
听听这个非常美好的经文。
How gladly would I treat you like my children?
我怎样将你安置在儿女之中？
And give you a pleasant land.
赐给你美地。
The most beautiful inheritance of any nation.
就是万国中肥美的产业。
I thought you would call me father and not turn away from following me.
我又说你们必称我为父，也不得再转去不跟从我。
This is why we're here.
这就是为什么我们在这里。
This is why we evangelize.
这就是为什么我们要传福音。
And we together are trying to build us all into this.
我们要一起，要建造成为这样的。
We need to build us into a family.
我们要建造，把我们成为一个大的家庭。
Not a perfect family.
不是一个完美的家庭。
Many of us come from very hard lives.
很多人都经历过很艰苦的生活。
But we see here hope.
但是在这里我们看到这个盼望。
And I know we're not perfect.
我知道我们不完美。
This world is not perfect.
这个世界也不完美。
The perfection of our church, the perfection of our lives will be in heaven.
完美的教会和我们这个完美的生命将来会在天上我们会看到。
But here we have a shadow.
但是在这里我们还有一些阴影。
We try.
我们要努力。
And in a dark, dark world, even a small light is very bright.
即使在最黑暗、最黑暗的世界当中呢，那么一点点的光都是非常的明亮的。
But our job is to make the light brighter.
我们的工作就是让这个光更加的明亮。
To make our family a stronger family.
让我们的家庭成为更加坚固的家庭。
With more love.
更多的爱。
Building each other up.
彼此建造。
Honoring one another.
尊重每个人，彼此尊重。
It doesn't matter our background.
我们的背景是怎么样无关紧要。
It doesn't matter what we have done in the past.
我们过去做了什么都无关紧要。
We have been adopted into a new family.
我们已经得着了这个新的儿子的名分，这个家庭。
We are part of the family.
我们是这家庭的一部分。
So let's take a look right now at John 14.
我们看一下约翰福音十四章这里。
Because if we're part of a family,
如果我们是家庭的一部分。
This is part of what God promises in the future.
这就是神应许我们在将来我们的他给我们的应许。
So these are the words of Jesus.
这是耶稣的话。
Do not let your hearts be troubled.
你们心里不要忧愁。
You believe in God, believe also in me.
你们信神也当信我。
My Father's house has many rooms.
在我父的家里有许多住处。
If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you?
若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方。
When I first became a Christian,
当我刚刚成为基督徒的时候
，I thought this meant in heaven I'll be rich.
我以为呢，在天堂里我是非常富有的。
And I think I will be rich.
我仍然这么认为。
Rich because my father is a great, great king.
那是因为我的父是万王之王。
But this wealth may not be in money.
但是这个富足也许不是金钱上的富足。
But as I've grown in Christ,
随着我在基督里的成长。
I now see that this has more meaning.
我看到这里面有更深的意义。
It's not about how big the house is.
不是关于这个房子有多大。
It's that it's my father's house.
说是在我父的家里。
This is my house.
我父的家也是我的家。
I belong there.
我是属于那里的。
In my father's house.
在我父的家里。
I have a room.
我有住处。
I'm part of the family.
我是家庭的一部分。
If you are a follower of Jesus Christ,
如果你也是耶稣基督的门徒，
you have a room in your father's house.
你也在父的家里有住处。
And no one can take it away from you.
没有人能够把你的住处夺走。
And that's what our discipleship is towards.
这就是我们门徒培训的这个所朝着的方向。
So, if this is what our discipleship is about,
如果这是我们门徒培训的目的
then let me ask you and get you to change some of your thinking.
让我来问大家，好使你们对你们的一些想法有一些改变。
If our goal is to be part of a family,
如果我们的目的是为了成为家庭当中的一员
How should we invite people on the street?
那么我们在街上我们怎么样来邀请他们来
How should we invite people at work or at school?
那么在工作当中我们怎么邀请他们来
Sometimes we want to just give them a paper.
有些时候我们只是想给他那么一个单张
But we are not inviting them to a business.
但是我们并不是邀请他们来做生意。
We're not inviting them to buy something.
也不是让他们来买什么东西。
We are calling them to come back to the family.
我们是在呼召他们，让他们回到，重新回到神的家里。
All of us once were like lost children.
我们就像，我们所有的人都像那个迷失的孩子。
And we have found our Father here.
我们在这里找到了我们的父。
When we go outside,
当我们出去的时候
everyone there is one of the lost children of our Father.
外面的每一个人都是天父的失丧的孩子。
And we want to bring them to what's good.
我们要把这个最美好的带给他们。
So when you go to share about Jesus,
当你们出去分享耶稣的时候
when you're trying to invite friends to church,
当你试着邀请朋友来到教会的时候
truly do it with love.
你要这个发自很真诚的对他们的爱。
This is your lost brother.
因为这是你失丧的弟兄。
This is your lost sister.
失丧的姐妹。
I have a Muslim friend.
我有一个穆斯林背景的朋友。
He came to me one day and he wanted me to become a Muslim.
有一天他找我，他希望我也成为穆斯林。
He said, "Will you accept the Prophet Muhammad?"
你愿意来接受这个穆罕默德先知吗？
And I said to him, thank you.
我说谢谢你。
Because I know you're saying that to me because you love me.
我知道你这样对我说是因为你爱我。
And I said to him,
我对他说
I love you too.
我也爱你。
In fact, I want to spend eternity with you.
我是想和你来分享永生。
I would like you to be in the same house with my father.
我是盼望你也能够和我一样在我父的家中。
And I told him, I want this because I love you.
我跟你分享这个是因为我爱你。
And then the both of us put our arms around each other and we cried.
然后我们两个人就拥抱，我们都哭了。
Now that friend is not a Christian right now.
那个朋友现在还不是基督徒。
But I pray for him.
但是我为他祷告。
He knows I love him.
他知道我爱他。
I know he loves me.
我也知道他爱我。
My heart is that he would join and be part of the family.
我的心是盼望他能够加入到成为我们家庭当中的一员。
So as you go to share your faith,
当你出去分享福音的时候
，as we study the Bible,
当我们来学习圣经的时候
，this is so that we can learn more about our Father.
这样我们才能更多的来认识我们的父。
These are not words just to memorize.
这不是仅仅是把它用来记忆的一些话。
These are the stories about my Father.
这是关于我的父的故事。
These are stories of your father.
也是你们的父亲。
It tells you what your father loves.
这是告诉我们我们的父所爱的。
It tells you what your father is like.
我们父像是谁
？My father died.
我的父亲已经过世了。
My human father.
我肉身的父亲。
Before he died, he did become a Christian.
在他过世之前，他成为了基督徒。
But one of my sadnesses in life,
但是让我感到忧伤的是
is that before he died,
在他过世之前
he didn't share with me much about his life.
他并没有和我过多的分享他的生命。
When I was young, I didn't care.
而我年轻的时候，我也不关心。
And when I was older, the time was too short.
当我长大成人了，那么又没有多少时间了。
So treat the Bible in the same way.
所以呢，你们要以这样的态度来对待圣经的话。
This tells you about your father.
圣经来告诉我们的父，告诉我们的父。
And in how we should behave.
我们应该怎么样的？活出来。
I was a bad child when I was younger.
我小的时候的确是个坏孩子。
But today I desire to be a good child of Christ.
但是现在，我是盼望我自己成为基督的孩子。
I want to honor my father.
我要尊荣我这位父。
With the words I speak.
以我的这个言语。
With the actions that I do,
我的行为
，with how I treat my wife and children,
我怎么样来对待我的妻子和我的孩子
，and I would desire that each of us, honor our father.
我也是盼望我们每一个人都来尊荣我们的父
，not because we're forced to,
不是我们是被迫的
，but because we love him.
是因为我们爱他。
So, one of the things that's interesting.
很有意思的是呢
，is that research says that the children that are adopted，
这个研究表明，对于那些被收养的孩子
，often spend time confused about their identity，
常常呢，在这个新的家庭当中，他们对他们的身份有一些混淆。
Remember that when somebody joins the church and they're new，
记得吗？当一个新人加入到教会的时候
，We are going to be confused about our identity。
我们有时候会混淆了我们的身份。
What is a Christian？
什么是基督徒
？Am I Chinese？
我是中国人吗
？Am I Canadian？
还是加拿大人
？If I become Christian, am I leaving Chinese？
如果我成为了基督徒，难道我就不再是中国人了
？No，
不是的。
A family.
你是在进入一个家庭。
We are Chinese members of God's family.
我们是神的家庭当中的这个中国的会友。
And so I just want to finish.
我来结束。
With a picture.
和一张图片来结束。
This is what God is calling us to.
这是神呼召我们要成为的。
That one day in heaven,
在有一天在天堂里面。
When we look to our left and to our right,
当我们左右看看的。
We're not going to see only Chinese people.
我们不是只看见中国人的。
We will see people from every nation.
我们会看到从各个族群来的人。
From every language.
各种语言的人。
And we will be one family.
我们将成为一家人。
With love.
因着爱。
I brought my assistant with me today.
今天我带了我的助手来。
Goose, could you come up?
Goose, 请你上来。
So, Goose, his family is from Sri Lanka.
他的家庭是斯里兰卡的。
Here's the amazing thing.
非常奇妙的是。
I was born in Taiwan.
我出生在台湾。
Elin, where were you born?
天津。
天津。
China。
And yet, we, in Christ, we are one family.
在基督里，我们是一家人。
That Goose is my brother.
Goose 是我的兄弟。
That Elin is my sister.
依琳是我的姐妹。
And we better learn to love one another.
我们最好还是要学一学怎么样的彼此相爱。
Because we're going to be spending eternity in the same house.
我们将会在永恒里一起的来度过。
And this is my hope.
这就是我的盼望。
I want to leave us with this thought.
我想留给大家这样的思考。
This world is very dark.
这个世界确实是很黑暗的。
There's a lot of pain.
很多的痛苦。
I don't know what trouble you're experiencing.
我不知道你们现在所经历的这个 trouble 是什么。
But our hope is in the future.
但是我们的盼望是在将来。
Our hope is in our Father.
我们的盼望是在我们的父神里面。
And we should press on.
我们必须要努力。
We should build each other up.
我们必须要彼此的建造。
And be a good, strong family together.
成为一个很坚固的一个家庭。
And what lies ahead of us?
那么我们所面前的呢
？Is good.
都是美好的。
Want to close now in a prayer?
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father，
我们在天上的父。
I say that again, Heavenly Father。
我再说，我在天上的父。
What a privilege to call you Father。
能够呼喊天父的名是多么样的荣幸。
To be loved by you。
被你所爱。
Even though I don't deserve it。
即使我不配得。
And yet you have loved and chosen me.
你爱了我，而且拣选了我。
You have loved and chosen us.
你爱我们，拣选了我们。
God, help us to love each other more.
帮助我们，让我们能够更多的彼此相爱。
So that we can shine like a light in darkness.
这样我们才能在黑暗中成为明光。
And truly be brothers and sisters to one another.
我们才能真正的成为彼此的这个弟兄姐妹。
This is the meaning of discipleship.
这就是门徒培训的真正意义。
And God, please help us do it.
帮助我们来成就。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.